Ellen Riggins gets the Oakland Lady Patriots on the scoreboard. Laverne inbounds is thrown away. Turnover for Laverne. Inbounds, Riggins makes the pass in to Oliver. Around the far side to Eubank, inside to Riggins. Crawls over the rim, won't go, but the rebound and putback is up and good by Caitlin Oliver. Up the floor. Laverne gets it across the timeline. Reynolds has it in the far corner. She penetrates from the right elbow. Now in the corner, the long two fired up by Ross. It's no good. Rebound. Battled around. And Oakland comes away with it. Pass into the corner. It's Eubank. Misses the shot. Oliver on the offside. Gets the basket to fall. And it was actually Barnes with the baseline runner. And she's fouled. So that will send Barnes to the charity stripe, the junior for the Lady Patriots, who lead it here in the first minute, 6-0. Make that, yes, 6-0. Could be 7 and is. Barnes hit the basket. Full court pressure, and Oakland has stolen it away. Laverne with their second turnover. Now Oakland throws it away. The pass going from Barnes to Barrett in the far corner. Miranda Rather, the starter for the Laverne Lady Wolverines. She's in the game as well. Ball tipped around, knocked out of bounds. It will be Laverne basketball. So Reynolds, Briggs, Ross, Blake, and Rather for Laverne. Barrett, Riggins, Eubank, Oliver, and Barnes for Oakland. We have played 1:08. In the backcourt, Blake in trouble. Gets it up to Rather. Rather stops, pulls out in the corner. Flip pass is going to be intercepted. Eubank down the floor. She's going to have a little snowbird lay-in. Yes, Emily Eubank. And it's Oakland 9, Laverne nothing. Blake in the backcourt. Long pass up. Finds Briggs. Briggs up the floor to Rather. Rather, shovel pass over to Blake. Blake has this shot blocked by Barrett. Rebound rolling around on the floor. Going to be picked up by Briggs. Driving baseline, running jumper put up by Rather, no good. Rebound, Oakland. Barnes, the long pass up, finds Riggins in the paint. The four-footer rolls, bounces twice, and falls. Ellen Riggins, and it's Oakland 11, Laverne nothing, and that brings us to our first 30-second break here from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
We've played 2 minutes, and the Lady Patriots leading Laverne 11-0. Winner of this game will play the Lady Blaze of Blackman tomorrow. I'll make that Saturday. Blackman and Riverdale receiving byes in the first round for finishing 1-2 in the district. Ross, bounce pass, stolen away. Here come the Lady Pats. Riggins in the paint. Riggins is going to travel with the basketball. Took an extra step in there.
Second turnover on the Patriots.
Reynolds to inbound and does to Blake. Down the floor, pass is broken up by Ellen Riggins, goes out of bounds, and Pierre Lyon still has the quick hands. Reynolds looking to make the inbounds pass, and it is thrown away. Eubank down the floor, weaving in and out of traffic, gets the basket to fall, and there is a foul. Eubank going to the charity stripe for the old-fashioned three-point attempt. Foul on Crimson Reynolds. So Eubank at the foul line for one. Shot it and got it. Five for Eubank, 14-0 Oakland. Full court pressure, and Riggins is picked off the ball. It is tipped out of bounds. The pass inside the paint to Blake. Or Blake tipped it away, I should say. Eubank triggers the inbounds pass. Oakland passes it around the three-point arc. Now from the left wing, back out. Eubank drives in from the right wing and scores, the little four-footer, Emily Eubank. Blake in the backcourt, long pass up. Off the fingertips of Briggs, she runs down the loose ball. Over to Ross. Ross at the foul line, glides in there, off the glass too hard. Rebound, Barrett. To Eubank, long pass up. Has Oliver there, missed the layup. Rebound, Blake. Blake going to bring it down the floor herself. Crossing the timeline right now. Clad in the blue uniforms, trimmed in white. Laverne across the front. Blake, offensive foul.
Gave a little elbow there and got caught.
I believe Blake is going to come out. And coming in is Jade Lawson.
13th foul on Laverne, Brian, and struggling to get the ball. Once they get it across, they've done a little better job of getting it across the timeline, but they're making some unsure passes when they get past there.
4.5 to go here in the first half of play, or first quarter of play. Barrett from the right wing, the three up, no good. Rebound deep, and Oliver makes the save. Ball rolling around on the floor, and they say Barnes traveled with it. She was scooting around on the floor. So Laverne basketball. Reynolds to Briggs. Long pass up, run down by Lawson. Now back out front to Ross. And the ball loose. Picked up after the sixth turnover by Oakland. On the other end, layup for Caitlin Oliver. Nice assist from Eubank. The pass goes in to Lawson. Lawson loses it from Riggins to Eubank, and she misses the shot, but she's hacked and fouled.
Seven turnovers now for the Wolverines, Brian, and that has been part of their problem this year in terms of facing the full court pressure.
Eubank at the foul line, hit the first. She'll have another one. This could give Oakland a 20-point lead, and does. Oakland 20, Laverne nothing with 3:46 left in the first quarter. Down the far side, Rather has it. Her pocket picked in the lane. Shot up, no good by Oliver. Rebound on the floor, tied up, and it's going to be Laverne basketball.
Nice block there by Rather. As Oliver was going up, and Rather just came from behind and kind of blocked it as she was going up. Good play.
Monty Hill Jr. listening in to the game tonight back at D&J headquarters. I want to say hello to Mr. Hale. Ball is tipped away. Another Laverne turnover, and laying it in is Sylvia Barnes. And we've got a timeout Laverne with Oakland leading 22-0. 3:20 left in the first, a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Music World, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Three from the far corner by Lawson, no good. Oakland running on the other end. Eubank misses the shot, and she goes up and is going to be fouled after the rebound and putback attempt. Foul is on Lawson. And that sends Eubank back to the charity stripe. A couple of quick dribbles, shot it, and got it. Eubank, 10 first quarter points here tonight. Getting it done here at the foul line. Second one is good. Checking into the game for Oakland, Caitlin King. She comes in for Ellen Riggins. King, a 6'1 sophomore center. In the backcourt, Reynolds tries to pass up, and it is intercepted by Oliver. Oliver over to Barnes. She missed the shot. Barnes on the offside gives it up to Oliver, who lays it in the hole. 26-0 Oakland. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Reynolds going to be trapped here in the corner. Got to throw it away, and she does, far side to Lawson. Lawson, bounce pass in the paint, rolling around. Kick, they say. And it will be Laverne basketball, inbound baseline. Inbounds is made. Briggs gives it up far side. Now Ross has it from the wing spot, handing it back off to Briggs. Out front, Rather penetrates, foul line, lost the ball, and picked up by Barrett. Barrett to Oliver, long pass up, finds Kira House, who's in the game, driving through the lane is Emily Eubank, who's going to get fouled and go to the foul line. Kira House, a 5'8 sophomore guard, seeing some action tonight. That foul is on Reynolds for Laverne, her second. Eubank, shot it, got it. Emily, 12 points.
Been very active tonight and getting some beneficiary of some turnovers, but you got to convert on those turnovers, Brian.
Well, they've done a pretty good job of that tonight, converting on the Laverne turnover. She hits her second shot as well. It's 28-0. Oakland, minute 58 left in the first. Bounce pass, almost stolen away, and is. Caitlin King got in there. Now King running the floor. She's going to stop. Baseline, pull up. Nope, she double dribbled. Or didn't double dribble, she traveled. Third turnover for Oakland. Randy Bevins is in the game, 5'8 sophomore guard. Oakland going to see a lot of young ladies on the floor tonight. Ross out front, passes, well, throws it away now. That's Laverne's 12th turnover. Minute 38 left in the first period. Riggins, I'm sorry, make that Eubank. Emily has not grown that much.
She's grown a lot, hasn't she?
She has, but not that much, yeah. Got to see her younger sister this week, too.
Took her picture, didn't we?
Yep. Made the middle school team. Pass goes inside, trying to get it in to King. They do. Now King passes back out. King turns, spins in the lane. Four-footer bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound put back. This won't go. Ball, rebound, Barnes. And now King tries to throw it up there again, and she's going to go to the foul line. And the foul is on Tamara Ross. That is Ross's second foul and the seventh team foul, so Oakland going to be shooting free throws the rest of the quarter as well. Caitlin King looking to scratch. This one is no good. Too hard. She'll have another. One dribble, two, three now. Bend to the knee. Shot it and got it. Caitlin King becomes the fifth Lady Patriot to score. And Oakland leads 29-0. Reynolds crossing the timeline now for the Lady Wolverines. Over far side to Ross and intercepted by Eubank. Long pass up. Oliver, layup good from the left side. Oliver with eight. Ross looks over to Coach Francis, gets the play call. Top of the key now. Ball on the floor. She's got to get rid of it. She does. Rather, baseline jumper. Bouncer will not go. Rebound Oakland. House, the pass up to Oliver. Bevins feeds inside to King, and she misses the shot, but then is fouled on the putback.
Well, Kaylin, the biggest girl on the floor, and Laverne really doesn't have an answer for her. It doesn't have any size to go up against her, and she's just getting that rebound and trying to put it back up. And Laverne fouling, of course, but Rather had a pretty good look down there on the other end, Brian.
Foul on Briggs. And King hits the first free throw. 22.8 left here in the first. Second one for King. It's up and no good. Rolls around the right lip of the rim and off the left side. In the backcourt, ball stolen away. Great pass from Oliver to Eubank. And Eubank gets the little two-footer. Eubank with 15. 34-0, Oakland. Ross going to be trapped, and now they're going to call a foul on Kiara House, going for the steal. Her first foul, and I have that as Oakland's first foul as well. Inbounds, tipped away, and that's the end of the first. With your score, Oakland 34, Laverne nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile banking, free internet banking, and free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. We're located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmers Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Oakland bringing the ball down the floor, inbounding here to start the second quarter. The feed into Riggins, off the glass, it's good. Ellen Riggins with the assist from Eubank. Also in the game, Alexa Cairo, 5'9 junior center for the Lady Patriots, who lead it here 36-0. Just underway in the second quarter. Top of the key, Reynolds drives and ball thrown away.
15th turnover for the Wolverines, and that has been a huge problem for them in this game tonight so far.
Freshman, sophomore, junior, junior, freshman, freshman have played for the Lady Wolverines. Eubank pulls up. The little 10-footer, no good. Got her own rebound. This one won't go. Another rebound for Eubank. This one won't fall. And pulling down the rebound, Laverne. Reynolds stops. Got to get rid of it, and does pass around to Briggs. Now Rather fakes left, goes right, pass around the outside of the three-point line, and now thrown away after trying the pass to Ross in the corner.
There were some happy Smyrna girls out there last tonight when we saw them in the locker room going by. And
that's right. They were winners 47-35 over the Siegel Lady Stars. A tough shooting night for the Lady Stars. Good defense by Smyrna tonight. Keys to the win. Lob, Riggins inside to Cairo. Now she has to make the pass back out to Riggins. She floats in the lane. Six-footer will not go. Laverne moving right to left as we view it here. Into the game is Alexis Etter for Laverne. And now there's going to be a foul on Oakland going for the steal. It's on Barnes. That's her first and only the second team foul. Etter to toss in. And now Blake walking it across the timeline. Goes right, turns, spins, now she traveled. That's Laverne's 17th turnover. And Oakland to toss in. Barrett to Eubank. Eubank crossing the timeline now. Over to Barnes, now back to Cairo, top of the key. Looking here near wing. Barrett looks in, nothing there. Eubank burns it into Riggins. Off the glass, turns, spins, yes sir. Beautiful basket. Riggins, she's got eight. 38 to nothing in favor of the Lady Patriots. Oliver went for the steal, nothing there. Blake, top of the key. Now here near side, Rather. Pass goes from Etter inside the paint, nothing there, thrown away. Eubank, long pass up. Riggins finishes it off on the other end. Riggins with 10. Blake walking it up the floor. 5'3 junior. She stops, glides in there. Passes off near side to Briggs. Now back out in the far corner. Etter has it. Ball rolling around. Riggins on the floor, battling for it. Comes away with it. Barnes. Barnes crossing the timeline. Crossing the foul line, now pass to Eubank. Riggins in the paint, down low, Cairo, yes. Alexia Cairo.
That was a good read there by Riggins. They all came up, the defense came up toward her, and she found her underneath.
So Blake going to walk it across the timeline now. Pass to the near wing, Etter has it. She stops. Got to get rid of it. And the bounce pass is going to be thrown away, intended for Lawson. Bevins, House, and King coming back in for the Oakland Lady Patriots, who lead it 42 to nothing with 4 minutes 23 seconds left before the half. And Barnes walks it across. Bounce pass to Bevins. Inside, Cairo turns, spins, goes up. She has it partially blocked. But she's fouled by Rather, I believe, for Laverne. It is. Ninth team foul, so at the charity stripe, Cairo, bend to the knee, shot it, and bounces too hard off the back of the rim. Reynolds comes back in. Rather goes out. Cairo's second one. This one is no good. Rebound, Laverne. Blake clears it out of there, brings it down the floor herself. Pass in the corner to Ross. Ross now back out front, Reynolds. Reynolds, little head fake, now bounce pass over here in the near corner. Back to Reynolds. Right side, the three, fired up, no good by Briggs. Rebound, Laverne. Reynolds has it. Here on the near baseline. And now thrown away, last touched by Oakland's Kiera House. Reynolds to inbound. Does to Briggs. Pass in the corner to Ross. She drives baseline, cut off there. Now the long two rolls around the lip of the rim for Briggs. No good. Rebound. Barnes for Oakland. Long pass over to Bevins. To House. Back to Bevins. She shoots the three. It's too long. Rebound tipped. Right to House. No good. Rebound Laverne. Briggs comes out of there. Blake with it now, having trouble controlling the basketball. Lawson finally runs it down, gives it back to Blake. Under 3 minutes to play now. Blake, foul line, glides in there, in the paint amongst the trees, and they're going to call a foul on Randy Bivin.
Good job of penetration there by Blake. And she lost the ball momentarily. Then when she got it back, she saw a lane and went in.
Reynolds to inbound. It's the first foul on Randy. And Laverne has thrown the ball away. Turnover number 21 for the Lady Wolverines. Oakland going to have some help. Now there we go. Cairo comes back after Barnes threw it in. 42-0 in favor of the Lady Pats. Bivens far side gives it to Barnes. Barnes feeds Cairo in the paint. And Cairo going to go to the foul line. And the foul is going to be on Crimson Reynolds. That's three for her. Coach Kim Francis going to go down the bench and bring in Rather. I would say coming in for Reynolds, and she is. Cairo with another one from the charity stripe. Shot it and a little long. Missed that one. It's going to be Laverne basketball. 2:35 to play here in the half. If you missed it, Smyrna girls a winner over Siegel, 47-35. Punched their ticket to the region tournament. Driving is Ross. She lost the basketball, and then Bevins didn't realize how open she was. She got that ball and turned it over. It's the fourth Oakland turnover. Jade Lawson to trigger the inbounds, and does. Blake. Sorry to make that Ross. Now to Rather. Fires up the three. This one too long. Rebound. Cairo runs it down. The pass to Barnes. Long pass up. And going to be intercepted. Turnover. On the Oakland Lady Pats. Ross in the corner. Now back out for the two. It's up and good by Audrey Briggs. Briggs scores the two-point basket, and the Lady Wolverines on the scoreboard. Pass over to House, left wing. Bivens, Cairo, foul line. Now right wing, Barnes. Barnes turns, spins. Now going to explode baseline, and she's going to be fouled. We'll check the foul for you on Laverne. It's on Jade Lawson. That's her second. And Sylvia Barnes will have two at the foul line. First one is good.
Patriots 12 of 17 from the free throw line here in the first half.
Kyosha Norris in for the Lady Pats, 6'1 junior center. Second one is good for Barnes as well. 7 points for Barnes. Etter is back in the game, and she triggers in the pass. 45-2. Oakland leading with a minute 20 left here in the first half. Ball bouncing around, stolen away. Barnes going to drive the other end and have it blocked. Good effort there by Blake to get down there and create some trouble. Oakland will inbound under their basket. Barnes trying the pass into Cairo, and now Cairo lost the basketball. Blake, far side Etter. Top of the key, Lawson now right side. Attempting the three, Ross, it's no good. Too long. Barnes down the floor. Bivens fakes, drives baseline. The four-footer high off the glass. I just love the way Randy Bivens uses the glass. 47-2, Oakland. Oakland Smyrna boys tomorrow at 6, and at 7:30, Laverne Riverdale boys. We'll have it all here for you. Ball tipped out of bounds by House. Laverne basketball. Blake brings it across the timeline for the Lady Wolverines. Bounce pass trying to going to the corner to Ross, and it's knocked away. Laverne basketball. Far baseline. Etter makes the long pass inbounds to Rather. Ball stolen away. Bevins going to run down the lane. Missed the layup. Got her own rebound. Puts it up and is hacked. I think she was anticipating a little contact there, and it didn't come. Jade Lawson, her third foul.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
First one and second one are good. Randy Bevins with 4 points, 49-2. The last 9 seconds of the first half. Blake drives around the corner and not going to get a shot off, and that's the end of the first half of play, with the Lady Patriots of Oakland leading the Lady Wolverines of Laverne 49-2. 49-2. We are going to take a break here, I think, and be right back with more State Farm Prep basketball on WGNS.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas, 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Lumber Company, along with Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
John, want to say congratulations to the Middle Tennessee Christian School girls. Don't know a score yet. Maybe someone out there can call the station, send us a text back if you're a member of our text alert service, and let us know how things are going with Moore County. They're playing in the championship game. So congratulations and good luck to the Lady Cougars tomorrow night. Middle Tennessee Christian School boys will be playing Forest, so an opportunity to get a couple of district championships over in their home gym.
Yeah, sweep it. Mighty nice if they can do it.
Be all right with me. I don't have any ties to Forest or Moore County, do you?
No. I've never really been to Moore County.
You've never been to Lynchburg?
Never been to Lynchburg. Well, never. I've been by Lynchburg.
Been through there.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
If you blank or those off, yeah, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
Well, first half has been all Lady Patriots, kind of what we expected, John. I mean, this Lady Wolverine team of Kim Francis just has struggled this year. Very young team, very inexperienced team, and this is a tough district to kind of grow up in, wouldn't you agree?
Well, it certainly is. And tonight, 23 turnovers for the Lady Wolverines, which is kind of tells the story. Oakland shooting very well, 16 to 31 for 52%, but for the most part, the turnovers have been the bugaboo for the Lady Wolverines tonight. You want the team stats while I'm sitting here?
We can do that.
I've already started it.
Go right
ahead. All right. 13 rebounds for Oakland, 7 for Laverne. Laverne was 1 of 9 from the field for 11%. They hit one field goal in that first half. Oakland, 16 of 31 for 52%. Oakland shot very well from the free throw line tonight. In this first half, 15 of 20 for 75%. Laverne did not get to the free throw line, and again, we mentioned those turnovers. 23 for Laverne and only 5 for Oakland. It was 34-0 Oakland at the end of the first quarter. It's 49-2 now here at halftime.
All right, John. we've got the scoring, and we will give that to you after we take a short timeout as you listen to State Farm Prep Basketball, District 7 AAA Tournament Style on WGNS.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and, in most cases, offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric. Having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Tempting your taste buds, Rick's Barbecue. They have two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Great barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork, get the beef, ham, slaw dogs, it's all great food.
We're talking with Mike Lanning, and their baked potatoes are out of this world.
They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. There we have our Sir Pizza podcast. Just click on the button. You can download and listen to any of the games, all of our recent games, I guess all the basketball. You can even go back into football if you want. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update in the 9A tournament. Cascade defeated Community in the consolation game, 39-21. That's a girls' game. And also earlier tonight, and I hope you heard John Dinkins' play-by-play of this one, Smyrna a 47-35 winner over Siegel. Smyrna improving to 11-20 on the year. Will face Riverdale on 3 o'clock Saturday. Siegel ends their year at 14-14. Stats from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies in the first half. Ellen Riggins with 10, 15 points for Emily Eubank. Caitlin Oliver with 8, 4 points for Randy Bivens, 2 points for Caitlin King, 7 for Sylvia Barnes, and 3 points for Alexia Cairo. And for Laverne, it was Audrey Briggs with 2 points. That's your scoring from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Tomorrow, we'll be on the air at 5:45 for the pregame. 6 o'clock tip, Smyrna versus Oakland Boys. Ought to be a good one there, and followed by Laverne Riverdale Boys. It's all right here on WGNS, every game of the District 7 AAA tournament. On Saturday, we will have all four games, and then tape delay, we will have the MTSU Lady Raiders and Raiders game versus FAU, and you can listen to those games live on 89.5 WMOT, or you can listen back to the rebroadcast after our high school coverage. Our final break, we'll come back and get to the second half of this one. Oakland leading Laverne 49-2 on State Farm District 7 AAA basketball coverage.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well.
and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Starting lineups for the Oakland Lady Patriots will be Norris, Bivens, Barnes, House, and King, as a shot is put up and no good by Laverne's Blake. House drives, pull up for right side off the glass a little too hard. Missed, and then there's going to be a push foul on Norris. For the Lady Wolverines, starting the second half, it's Crimson Reynolds, Ayana Blake, also Tamara Ross, Audrey Briggs, and one more, and that's Miranda Rather. Rather shoots the three from the left wing, and it's good. The first bank three. The officials did meet, and they are running the clock here in the second half. Mercy rule going to be in effect for the entire second half, not just the fourth quarter. Bivens feeds inside. Now Oakland forced to pass back out front. Driving, 6-foot jumper here near side, no good by House. Rebound, bounces around. This one won't go, and it's going to be out of bounds. Oakland's basketball, last touch by Laverne. Barnes to trigger in the pass, and they do to King. King misses the shot. Rebound tipped up. Norris, and it goes out of bounds off of the Oakland Lady Patriots. Oakland going to move on to play the Blackman Lady Blaze Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Both of those teams split in the regular season. That should be a war. Two fired up here near side. No good by Reynolds. Long pass up. Bivens running the floor. Barnes from about 2 foot off the right block. Now passes back out. Bivens inside. They get it into King. From the left block, it's good. Caitlin King. Riverdale Smyrna, Blackman Oakland will be the girls' matchups on Saturday. It'll be girls-boys in that order starting at 3. Laverne lost the ball. Turnover Wolverines. House, dump pass over to King. Missed, but King gets it back. Misses the putback, but gets it on the third attempt. Caitlin King going to work inside. 53-5 your score. And walking it across the timeline is Blake. In a zone, Oakland, Bivens steals the ball and now has it restolen, and now restolen back. Bivens burns it over to Norris. It's on the floor. She lost it. Oakland saves it. Bivens does. Now the outlet pass. Barnes for three, right wing. This one no good off the back of the rim. Rebound House. Yes, sir. Kiara House, her first basket. A sophomore getting into the scoring action. Becomes the eighth Lady Patriot to score. Barnes over far side to Rather now. Rather back out front, Reynolds. And traveling on the way to the basket is Blake. Another Laverne turnover. Checking into the game is Jade Lawson for the Lady Wolverines. Kim Francis rebuilding things over at Laverne. Had to take a few lumps this year. King gets it baseline, uses the glass. Caitlin King, she has six third quarter points. Halfway through the third now, as Ross brings it across the timeline for Laverne. Pass almost intercepted by House, but she tips it away.
Blake getting worked on over there. I don't know if she was bleeding or had a scratch, but they're taking care of her over there. She'll probably get back in just a second.
Looks like they're taping up maybe a scratch or something. Three by Laverne's Reynolds. It is no good. Rebound Oakland. Driving the lane. It's House. Misses the shot. Ball on the floor. Team's really battling for the rebound. House comes away with it over to King. Off the left block. She likes that left block over here. Caitlin King.
She settled in there, hadn't she?
10 points. Eight here in the third quarter alone. 59-5, Oakland. Pass in the corner. Rather shoots for three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound. Long pass. Barnes has it. Lost it in traffic. Now it's stolen. House, layup, missed. Rebound, Norris, yes. Keosha Norris becomes the ninth Lady Patriot to score. 2:40 and rolling here in the third. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the clock moving. Running clock here in the second half. Rather in the corner, doesn't attempt the three. Pass back over far side to Lawson. Ball is tipped out of bounds off of Oakland. Savannah Rogers is in for Oakland. Kaylee Boyder and Jada Doss all in for the Oakland Lady Patriots. Rather going to shoot the three. It's online. Missed. Hit off the near side of the rim. It's Boyder coming near side now to Doss. Doss feeds inside to Norris, now back out. Three by Rogers, no good. Rebound put back, won't fall. Doss throws one up there. This one won't go, and Laverne with the rebound. Ross walks it across the timeline, picks up the trot now to the left elbow. Shot, no good. Rebound. Keosha Norris to Boyder. Comes near side Rogers. The feed inside to Norris off the glass. Keosha Norris gets the two-point basket. Oakland leading 63-5. 1:10 left here in the third on State Farm Prep Basketball. Don't forget, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show coming up immediately following this game. Ross throws one up there from about 6 feet out. No good. Rebound. Goes out of bounds. Ross attempted another one. This one won't go, and it's Laverne to inbound baseline. They get it to Ross. Now Rather fires up the three. This one off the near side of the rim and out of bounds. It'll be Oakland basketball. Had some pretty good looks from out there, John, but just can't get them to fall.
Yeah, they're just not hitting right now, but they have had some good looks here in the third quarter.
Boyder around the horn, Oakland passing it around. Rogers, they feed inside to Norris. This one, little runner won't go, crawls around the rim. Doss with the rebound, put back. This one won't go. Ross to bring it down the floor with 12 seconds to go in the third. Pulls up for three, dings off the front of the rim. Rebound Boyder with five, with four. Up the floor, Norris going to get a lay-in. Yes. Keosha Norris with 6 points here in the third quarter to make your score 65-5 in favor of Oakland here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
At Bud's Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Continental and General, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show.
Oakland's ball. And Kaylee Boyder has it. Oakland throwing it around the outside horn here. Feet inside to Cairo, who's in the game. Off the glass, Alexia Cairo.
Cairo really uses her body really well and got open for that shot. Good look and a good shot.
67-5 now in favor of the Lady Patriots, who will move on to play Blackman Saturday night. Baseline, right side. Basket is good by Tamara Ross. Norris has it baseline, about 10 foot out there. Now back near side, the three fired up, it's good. The First Bank three by Kaylee Boyder. Boyder gets on the scoreboard. The 10th Lady Patriot to score in this game tonight. Reynolds comes here near side. Jumper is good. Hits here near side from about 8 feet out. Boyder crossing the timeline now. Clock running here in this game, has been the entire second half. Top of the key, another three by Oakland. This one won't go for Savannah Rogers. The rebound and putback by Kiyoshia Norris. Walking it down the timeline, across the timeline is Ross now. Top of the key to Rather. Pass out front is going to be stolen away by Rogers of Oakland. She's going to drive, and she's going to be fouled by Crimson Reynolds. I have that as her fourth. She's still down. I don't think she is shaken up on this play, so why don't we take an injury timeout here with 5:54 left in the game. 72-9 in favor of Oakland. We'll be right back.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
And welcome back to State Farm Prep Basketball here on WGNS.
And you know, it's brought to you by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Inside, pass goes to Norris, and Keosha Norris going to work there on the left block. Oakland has been working that play, John. It looks like one of those plays they've been trying to work on here tonight, and they've hit a bunch of them there. Shot put up by Lawson. It's no good. Rebound. Norris has it for Oakland. Boyder. Pass inside, now outside to Doss for three. Rattles, oh, it won't go. Cairo with the rebound on the right block, no good. Fighting for the rebound, throwing it up there, Rogers, and she's going to be hacked. And going to the charity stripe will be Savannah Rogers. Etter into the game. Savannah Rogers at the charity stripe. She banks this one in. Big smile from her. The 11th Lady Pat to score. Second one will not go. Rebound rolling around. Cairo has it. Got to make the outlet pass and does. Outside corner to Doss. Back inside to Cairo. She goes up. Forces it up there. No good. Rebound Reynolds. She comes down the near sideline for the Lady Wolverines. Rather, left side, the three, no good. Rebound high. They're going to say it touched the wire at the top. It'll be Oakland basketball.
Brian, a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, a final. Moore County defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School tonight 60-34.
So Moore County, number one in the district tournament, number one seed as well. That's a final. Ball tipped around, rolling around. It's going to be an Oakland turnover. Now turn right back over. Oakland has it. Doss with the reverse. So it didn't go. And now she's going to foul, just trying to get out of the way. Well, tough luck there, but they're going to be the number two seed, and they should host that first round in the region tournament. So that'll be a big plus for them, and the guys have a chance to win the district championship tomorrow night. Rebound or pass thrown away. Jada Doss running the floor. Layup, yes. Jada Doss.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Forrest barely hang on to beat them last time they played?
Well, yeah, in two games they split, and it's 129-129. That was a tweet we got earlier. Shot up, no good, and it'll be Laverne basketball. 3:25 to play. Good luck to Jason Piercy's squad tomorrow night. Reynolds, the inbounds pass. It's rolling around on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Ross and then thrown away inside the paint to Norris. And now there's going to be a Laverne foul on Etter. So, again, that score, Moore County 60, Middle Tennessee Christian School 34. And we'll get that one sent out on our text alert. Near side, Rogers has it for Oakland. Top of the foul line, Norris now back outside. Doss, she drives to the foul line. Inside, has it blocked by Rather. Rebound, pulled out of there by Oakland. Now Cairo gets free from the right block. She's got seven. 79-9 in favor of Oakland with 2.5 to play. Three here, right side, yes. Crimson Reynolds with a first bank three from the right wing. .210 to play. Right side, Rogers has it. Back around the horn, Doss now left wing. Feed inside to Cairo and a little long. And here come the Lady Wolverines. Ross to Rather. Rather back out front to Etter. Reynolds has it now. Rather drives in the lane, puts up a floater from the right side, no good. Doss down the floor, moving right to left. Doss glides in and out of traffic. Layup good! Jada Doss. takes it from coast to score. Ross, top of the key, now dishes out. Three-pointer up. It is no good by Jade Lawson. Rebound, Lady Patriots. Boyder, feet inside to Norris. Now back out. Cairo for three. Yes, sir! Alexia Cairo.
Doing it all tonight, isn't she?
Got a first bank three. 10 points for Cairo tonight. Etter, right side, Reynolds drives baseline. Nothing there. Flips it back outside to Lawson. 45 seconds to go in the game. Three-pointer, left side, no good. Rebound, Cairo has it. Cairo to Boyder. Boyder near side. They feed inside to Norris. And Norris with the turnaround jumper with 12 points for her.
A little nifty move there by Norris.
She is a junior. Final 18 seconds of this one. Three-pointer, this one no good. Rebound, Oakland. Boyder has it. Weaving in and out of traffic. Pass up to Rogers. Now Cairo with 5 seconds. Cairo going to just hold on to it, and that's going to be your final score tonight. 85-12, the final. Oakland Lady Patriots move on with a winner, a win tonight again, 85-12 over the Laverne Lady Wolverines. So that's your Saturday matchups in girls, Blackman versus Oakland at the 6 o'clock game. The 3 o'clock game will be Riverdale and Smyrna. We'll settle the boys thing tomorrow night. Stay with us after this timeout. We'll come back, and we will have your Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. We'll recap the Siegel-Smyrna game and also give you the final game stats on this one here tonight. First two are in the books of the District 7 AAA tournament. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll be back with more State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
What does it mean when we say going the extra mile? This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care. For us, it means showing you exactly what it will take to fix your vehicle before putting unnecessary labor into the job. It means being honest and fair to our customers. Going the extra mile means checking tire pressures, lights, and other extras with a standard oil change. We look forward to visiting with you at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center. We'll
go the extra mile. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards, but this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a